present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gaze. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You find us back a second week at the Theatre Royal in the fine Devon city of Plymouth. It was from here the Pilgrim Fathers set sail in 1620. Before boarding the Mayflower, these devout Puritans held a service of thanksgivings at the Plymouth Hoe, followed by hymns at the Exeter Shovel. And prayers for the Torquay Rotary Mower. Their crossing was eventful and even saw the birth of a baby to Master and Mistress Hopkins. Inspired by the vast expanse of the Atlantic, they named the boy Oceanus Freedom Hopkins. By coincidence, exactly the same thing happened during a commemorative voyage in 1987, and what joy there was amongst the crew at the christening of Oil Slick Condon Johnson. Okay, let's go on and meet the teams, but before they're introduced by name, just pause to think. Four bright-eyed, sharp young comedians, each one of them bursting with original ideas. That's what this show could have done with, but no. On my right, Tony Hawks and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And promising to enjoy scoring here on the desk next to me, a warm welcome, please, for my lovely assistant, the delightful Samantha. Well, let's get on. Our first round takes as its subject eyewitness messages from famous historical events. Without them, we'd have been left ignorant of many of the shifting frontiers of human knowledge. For example, it's thanks only to a few lines on a postcard that we know precisely how Admiral Horatio Wellington was inspired to invent the steam telegraph when he observed a sandwich falling from a tree. At which point he jumped out of the bath shouting, "Eureka!" So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest what postcards or other short messages might have been sent from various locations throughout the course of world history. And, Barry, will you start, please?
Neville Chamberlain from Munich to Mrs. Chamberlain. Weather good, Hitler charming, piece of paper follows.
Sonny.
From the three wise men in Bethlehem. Off to see new Messiah who's just been born. Bit of a bummer with it all happening on Christmas Day.
Graham.
There's a postcard here from Pompeii, which reads, "Vesuvius erupted last night. We were all petrified."
Tim.
I got one here from Paul, or it's slightly illegible. It might be Saul from Damascus, and addressed to some friends in Corinth. It reads, "Having a blinding time, long letters to follow."
Jane Austen to her mother. The publisher loves Pride and Prejudice, but says all the effing and blinding has to go.
The rare one here from Florence Nightingale in the from the Crimea. "Dear matron, all a terrible mistake. In my letter I said I wanted to go to the cinema."
Got one here from Dr. Livingstone in the Congo. "Dear all, what a laugh this is. Stanley turned up again today. This time I hid behind the mud hut."
Beethoven to his agent. "Regarding my next commission, have you heard anything?"
One from Mrs. Julius Caesar from Disneyland to her husband. "Dear C's, place full of ghastly children, wish you were Herod."
Here's one from Kipling in India. "Weather exceedingly good. Beaches exceedingly good. Nightlife exceedingly good. Cake crap."
I found one here from Hannibal from the Alps. "This is the last time I charter a jumbo from Virgin."
Well,
There's one here from George Stevenson on the Rocket on its inaugural journey between Stockton and Darlington. And he writes, "Hi, I'm on the train. I'll talk to you later."
Well, we have a musical game next called Pick Up Song, where the team sing along to a well-known record. As ever, Samantha spent a few hours browsing among the shelves in the singles archive this week, and as a result of a rewarding poke in the country section... she was thrilled to discover a mint-condition 7-inch boxcar Willy. Her main task was to select 4 records for the teams to try, and she's now ready at the turntable, pick-up in hand, and eager to spin the first one. Each panelist should sing along in turn until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down to nothing. You should continue singing, teams, and if on the music's return you're within a midge's minimum of the original, I'll be awarding points. And what time is it? I've just got 1,200 people making absolute prats of themselves. Very intoxicating feeling. Tonight, Plymouth. Tomorrow, the world. This week's prize is certain to wipe out even the most uncomfortable of embarrassing personal ailments. It's this Preparation H bomb. Barry, we'll start with you. Would you please accompany Andy Williams singing Music to Watch Girls By?
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
I2I, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy, watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk in with tender loving care.
If you can track it on the back,
okay, your turn, Tony. I'd like you to accompany 1970s songstress Beccara singing her unusual song, Sorry I'm a Lady.
Ooh, here comes that man again. Something in the way he moves makes me sorry. I'm a lady. Hello, stranger, you're a danger. City, you're too pretty, cool and witty. You are real bad company. I should have stayed away from you today.
Sorry, I'm a lady. Sorry, I'm a lady. I would rather be just a little shady, just a little shady. Nothing dynamite. Dynamite. Sorry, I'm a lady.
Graham, would you please accompany Dr. Hook singing When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman?
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard. Watch it. You're in love with a beautiful woman, you know it's hard. Everybody wants her, everybody loves her, everybody wants to take your baby home. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, will you watch your friends? You watch your friends. You're in love with a beautiful woman, it never ends. You know that it's crazy. You want to trust her, then somebody has to
fall. And finally, Tim, would you please accompany the Manchester Children's Choir with their uplifting version of Nymphs and Shepherds?
Nymphs
Mr. Jeffers, come away, come away. Mr. Jeffers, come away, come away. Come, 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 come away. In this groove, in this groove. Let's sport and play, let's sport and play, let's sport and play. For this is Laura's happy day. This is Laura's happy day. This is Laura's happy day.
It's now time for a round of Euro Scrabble. As we move ever closer to European unity, many British games have been adapted to suit our new partners. In Madrid, they're playing Spanish Cluedo, the winner being the first to guess whether it was Colonel Mustard in the drawing room with the candlestick or General Pinochet in the basement with the cattle prod. And for Brussels, Shove Abney has revived as Shove Euro, a simple pleasure involving telling them where to put their new currency. Okay, teams, you have your Euro Scrabble boards in front of you. Who'd like to start?
Tim. I've got, M, E, R, D, E. That's a French word for Radio 4 lunchtime quizzes.
I don't think you'll allow this. I've got hors d'oeuvre. It's not one word, is it? Hors d'oeuvre. Women who hang around diesel pumps. All right, I can't do it then.
Is it me, Michael? I can use, interestingly, I can use the E from med, which I'm pleased about, and I can just add C-U, and I've got ecu, but I've got an F as well. I could have an Irish term of abuse, couldn't I? I pop that at the front there. That's looking good, yes.
And I've got, I can use that E there, I've got H A B I C H T, use the E N. Habichten, which is the German word for hawks. Oh, you can't have proper names, can you? Oh, damn. No, I'll, I have to go for something else. There's a Polish one I've got here. Z B G I E J Q Y Z Q Y W X.
I can't read the bottom line.
No. I've got Soisson, but I haven't got the nerve to carry on.
What have I got here? I've got Olé, obviously, which is what they say in Spain for bullfights. They would say it in France, but that means with milk.
More letters here, right. Oh, that's a good one. MGL. Ungel.
Ungel.
Ungel. It's Middle English.
I got risque. That's what you take before you take risk B.
I've got Jose. And his brother, Hosby. Spanish parliament.
I've got patois. I haven't got the F in fatois.
I've got toupee. That's when a couple get refused free entry.
Une, U-N-E, meaning a. Oh, you can't have single letter words, can you?
Okay, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I have to announce the result of our Mornington Crescent audience response survey. We asked 20,000 listeners, how would you rate your level of Mornington Crescent satisfaction? Excellent, good, or merely well above average? And the reply we got back... came from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. So I see you stick the box marked neither good nor bad, and also the box is marked poor, very poor, really extremely poor. Words begin to escape me as to quite how poor, and butter-clenchingly piss-poor. In fact, Mrs. Trellis sent us back the wrong form. And if there's anyone listening at Virgin Rail wondering where it got to... we'll be happy to forward it. OK, on with the game, teams, and this week we'll be playing the old Devonshire version, enjoyed by Sir Francis Drake himself. It basically follows the rules of standard Mornington Crescent, but differs in that players can knock their opponents out of position with a strike move. Players are traditionally over the age of 70 and wear white jackets. So, as Samantha undoes the straps at the back... to free your arms, teams... I'd like you to start, please. Tim.
Archway.
Cleveland Street.
No. That's... Is that
no content. No.
I don't
no.
know if he's either like, being very stupid or very clever.
No.
I think on balance, very stupid.
I'm very surprised that that's been allowed through. Chalfont and Latimer.
Oh.
That's very good.
That's good. I can, that's, that's knocked him out of position.
yeah, not that far out there.
No, well, you can get back in.
We'll get in through Baron's Court.
Got gone.
Baron's Court. See?
Good. Very good.
Do you think it's best if I try and block him now? Surrey Quays.
Very, very canny.
I go back out. Chesham.
Yeah.
Back out there.
Yeah.
Always put a backstop.
I know. the only thing to do with Chesham, then, is to... I don't know, can I have Richmond Old Deer Park?
I think some of the old deers would object.
I'll just have Richmond.
Okay, yeah.
I can have that.
Can you do that in standard?
Can you do one?
You should knock before you go in, Graham.
Oh, what was your question?
No question now, because I've got it. Morden.
Oh.
What?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, it does open a layer. Chink of light there. Okay, yeah. Put it down the right, you can come left. Okay, Paterson Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, as we have Tony Hawks with us today, the team thought it would be a terrible missed opportunity not to play one round geared towards his special talent. And they were right, it was. So we carry on with a look at the folklore. We carry on with a look at the folklore of the West Country. I brought along a selection of my favourite sayings, superstitions and local wisdom, which I'd like you to answer for me, teams. Graham, we'll start with you. What does it traditionally signal when Devon people dream of a pub or inn?
Very good, fine.
That's my nightmare.
What do you mean when people in Devon dream of a pub? It means they're asleep.
Well, actually, the answer is it signals that they'll inherit a huge fortune.
Good Lord.
Barry, complete the following Cornish saying. Promises are like pie crusts.
Except they're not on top of pies.
The answer is made to be broken, obviously. Right, Tony, according to a Devon custom, how might a man find a girlfriend with the use of a snail?
I don't know, but if it works, I'll be well pissed off.
I've just spent 30 grand on a Porsche.
The answer is that you take a snail from a gooseberry bush and place it in some ashes.
I want to meet the women in this part of the world.
Now, the letter it makes in the ash will be the name of your lover.
Oh.
A load of tosh. Complete the following West Country folklore. When the black back snails cross your path...
You're jogging too slowly.
Well, the answer is the darkening clouds, much moisture, hat. Graham again. Complete the following rhyme recited by Devon girls in front of a bowl of water. I'll tell you, I can't get out of this county quick enough. Graham again. Complete the following rhyme recited by Devon girls in front of a bowl of water. With the letters of the alphabet in it. I place my shoes in the letter T in the hope...
I'll pass English GCSE.
Well, it's really my true love I shall see. Barry, traditionally, why do Cornish folk put money outdoors on the windowsill on the 31st of December?
Oh, that started in Loo. Used to be called Loo's Change.
They believe if they bring it in again on New Year's Eve, they'll be bringing in money all year.
Oh.
What does it mean, Tony, if a shrew passes over your foot in Shaftesbury?
You get shafted in Shrewsbury.
I'm afraid the answer is you'll walk with a limp for the rest of your life.
With a limp what?
And Tim, complete the following traditional West Country weather saying. A cold May is...
not as willing as a hot June. Just wishful thinking. I like this county.
And the boring answer is kindly and fills the barns.
Fills the barns?
A cold May is kindly and fills the barns.
A cold May is kindly and fills the barns. I don't know what he means either, but... Okay, it's the famous Swanee Kazoo duet round now, teams. It may not be obvious to the untrained ear how the glissando style of the Swanee whistle can blend with the rasping bark of the kazoo. But entertainment history is littered with the most unlikely couplings, and not all of them in Michael Winner's motorhome. Even less obvious, perhaps, is how they in turn can blend with the piano accompaniment of Colin Sell. As a matter of fact, Colin was telling us earlier that he's touring again. He cleverly spotted a gap in the live music market and formed a tribute band playing Catholic retirement homes. They call themselves Pope John Paul and Bingo. We'll start with a version of Dadu Ron Ron, performed by Tony Hawks on the kazoo and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the Swanee Whistle. Let's now have a version of Chanson d'Amour featuring Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee Whistle. We're fast approaching the end of the show, but it's just time for the teams to announce the late arrivals at the Radio Ball.
All the way from Scotland, please, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Yours and their rather overstretched son, Ewan Yours.
Mr. and Mrs. Do Woman's Hour and their diminutive son, We Ken Do Woman's Hour.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ning Figures. And their acrobatic daughter, Tumbling Lizning Figure.
Mr. and Mrs. Thawik and their Russian son, Pikov.
Oh, here's an elderly couple. Will you please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Knight's Music Night and their rather prof son, Freddie Knight's Music.
Mr. and Mrs. Minnit and their son, Chester.
Mr. and Mrs. Ert Island Discs. And their son, Des.
From Wales. Oh, that's lovely. Mr. and Mrs. Eption's Terrible. And their son, Reese Eption's Terrible.
Well, welcome all the way from Manchester, please. Mr. and Mrs. Ook at bedtime. And their son, Abe Ook at bedtime.
Mr. and Mrs. Diafore. And their son, Ray.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett. When will they stop mucking about with the schedule? And their son, Gordon Bennett. When will they stop mucking about with the schedule?
Ladies and gentlemen, as the whisper of mortality melts into the upholstery of fate in the overheating Vauxhall of destiny, towing the caravan of doom ahead of the motorway tailback of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show, so from the team, Samantha and myself, and the good people of Plymouth, it's goodbye.
Barry Fryer, Graham Garden, Kimbrook Taylor and Tony Fawkes have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.